a cord from your lot, and there is a huge turd in the back seat.
I believe there's a hero in all of us.
You have great powers, only some of which you have as yet discovered.
I'm a superhero, Mama.
A real-life superhero.
The world needs extraordinary. We will make you a superhero.
Are you ready to become a hero?
Initiating surprise in three,
this,
two,
is,
one.
The Real Brian Show.
I don't know what just happened.
I'm still stuck on there being a turd in the car.
In the back seat. That's your turn. Welcome to the Real Brian Show. It is the place to end your week on a positive note. Nerd out with us. I guess you're going to laugh today because I'm laughing. Learn a few things maybe to better your life. You know what? Maybe. And in general, escape all of the negative huge turds in the backseat of your car. Oh, and have fun. Let's rock it. Wow. I don't even know what to say, but that's what you get sometimes when you've got huge turds in your car. And doesn't it suck sometimes, you know?
To have huge turds in your car?
Yeah.
Wouldn't know. It's never happened to me.
Really? It seems to happen to me all the time.
Well, I say this. I mean, do have four kids, so I guess there have been huge turds in my car.
I was going to say,
they're just attached to tiny humans.
When you've got the goose that's been in the backseat of our car for a while, that's the problem. Mm-mm. Maybe I should let him go.
Maybe.
I don't know. Well, welcome. K Dubs, is that the official?
I think we're going to stick with K-Dubs or K-Dubs. K-Drama.
K-Drama. Hey, I like K-Drama. Did you ever listen to K-Drama? Christian rap artist?
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah. I had him on a podcast 1 year sometime. This was like one of my first podcasts a long time ago.
That's
He does some sweet music. And I like rap. I mean, like hardcore gangsta style. Mm. You know, but what I love about Christian rap is that there's no bad or inappropriate lyrics. And so, you know, if there's other audiences around and, you know, you're like, oh my gosh, what are they going to say next? Well, it's not going to be anything bad. So there you go.
Right. Anyway. Like I too love rap and I don't listen to a whole heck of a lot of it because there's constantly tiny ears around and I'm like, Eminem's not appropriate for you. I'm sorry.
I mean, he's good, but you're right. So maybe you need to pull out like some, Pedity. Speaking of rap, I found a new one by Wanda. You ever heard of her? Except it's like WANDE. So maybe it's like Wandy or One Day. A fish called Wandy. I don't know. And with Lecrae, though, it's a really good song. It's a new one. And I could probably tell you what it is in a minute, but I'm not going to.
That's funny. I will have to look her up.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, check it out. It's good stuff.
Is this a girl?
Yes, it's a girl. Okay. And Lecrae's a dude. And anyway, there's a lot of good stuff like that. And Pedity is one of my other homies that I love with... It's intense. It's like what they call the Southern crunk gangsta style or something, but it's really intense. And people are like, why do you listen to that? I'm like, I love it. It's incredible. I didn't know you liked rap or hard rock.
Yes, thank you very much. Like
it's good to have you on the show.
Seriously love old school Chamillionaire, like pre, like legitimately the mixtapes Chamillionaire. I had it. Every single song was punctuated by gunshots.
Yes. That's the best stuff.
But it was the best. Like I found some versions. It's not the exact same as what I had, but I found some versions of it the other day. I was like, oh my gosh, take me back. I do. I love rap.
There's a song, and it's actually kind of sad, but it's funny to listen to, but it starts off and it's like this ding, ding, ding. It's like, get down. Well, as he says, get down, it does like a, and then it's like, boom. But the whole song was about when they lived in New York. This guy and his wife lived in New York. They lived close enough for the New Year's Eve celebration. And it's called NYE for New Year's Eve. Right. But it was talking about how that night there were so many gunshots and all kinds of people were getting killed. And that's what the song's about. It was a sad song.
Oh my gosh, that's super sad.
But it was really funny as far as like the click clack and the, you know, gunshot. Like, I'm like, why is this funny? It's not funny though. It's actually not.
Like good rap, old school rap is like legitimately all sad.
It's real.
I mean, everything that they're talking about is like sad.
Yeah, I know. Well, you want to know what's not sad though? This.
Y'all know what day it is?
Come on.
Thank God.
There's just nothing sad about this music.
Not sad at all.
Oh my gosh. No, but really the, I got to tell you some of the stuff that I listened to. I think one of the reasons I really liked the Christian rap kind of stuff too, is a lot of these dudes were, and again, I interviewed these guys. So a lot of these dudes were coming out of gangs and they were talking about gang life and some of the stuff they did in an effort to help those that were in gangs currently get out of the gangs successfully, right, and to save their lives and stuff like that. So that's actually why they wrote the music, which was really cool. And some of those guys were like, dude, we were gangbangers. Most of these, you know, mainstream artists that are talking about, you know, gangbanging are all a bunch of wannabes. They were never in gangs and they just do it for the show. And I was just like, interesting.
Yeah.
So good times on realness, but also like you said, kind of sad. And there you go. So there you go. We can talk about like hard, you know, gangster rap and hard rock music all day long and shaking espressos. Let me tell you about this.
Please do.
We celebrated Mother's Day with my mom and we can hear about what you did too. Cause you know, happy Mother's Day. So we did that. We took a drive. She's like, you know what? I just kind of want to take a drive, do a picnic, something like that. And I said, well, we could go up to the local dairy up north, you know, and get some coffee. They've got a great coffee shop up there. And of course, because it's a local dairy, they use their own milk and they make their own ice cream. I mean, it's good stuff. This is like the, they have eggnog cows that are in hibernation right now, which is incredible, but the chocolate cows are out. And so, you know, they've got this amazing chocolate milk, but this thing is a shaken espresso. Well, so first of all, they do a flight of drinks now. For a very reasonable price, I might add, for 20 ounces of liquid. I was like, that's quite nice. You know, 4-5 ounces. Anyway, one of them was shaken espresso, which was espresso. And by the way, this is a local roastery too, which is really good coffee.
Ooh.
Their local homemade chocolate milk and cookies and cream ice cream, again, that they make. Oh my gosh. And it's not that sweet either. Gosh. It's just the right, you know, a little bit of sweetness, but not too much that it's sickly sweet. Oh my gosh. It's so healthy. This is like a health food right here.
You're making me super jealous. I don't even like sweets and you're making me super jealous right now.
Really? You don't like sweets?
I really don't. I don't really like cakes. I'll have ice cream every once in a while, but at that, like very little. I'm not the person who's like, ooh, get me that massive cookie, because I don't really like cookies. I do not like chocolate. I do like some chocolate, I guess. I guess that's not true because I have now gotten to a point where, for instance, I love Reese's peanut butter cups.
Ooh, yeah.
But I don't like it because of the chocolate. I like it because of the peanut butter. I'll eat Snickers, but I don't like it because of the chocolate. I like it because of everything else that's going on in a Snickers bar.
You can't say Snickers. You got to say Snickers.
Snickers. Snickers than a Snicker. Yeah.
There you go.
But I hate the smell of baking chocolate. So like if my kids wanted brownies the other day and just like mixing up the brownie mix, I legitimately almost threw up. Oh, and then when it was baking and you could smell the chocolate all throughout the house, I was like, okay guys, mommy's leaving now. Daddy, you're going to have to take over until the house airs out. Otherwise, I will literally not eat or be able to do anything because I'll be throwing up.
Man.
But I hate it. I don't know why. I always have been that way though.
Interesting. So what for treats then? I mean, because I know you eat relatively healthy, I think. What do you like?
I try to.
What do you like for fun food? If you don't like sweets, then what do you like?
I mean, I like popcorn.
Okay. So the salty or snacks.
Occasional chippity chippity.
Mm-hmm. Cheese,
salt and vinegar is my chippy of choice.
Yeah, sea salt and malt vinegar. The Boulder chips. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Those are the official gaming chips, by the way. Our friend got us into those a long time ago and we were like, "What? Sea salt and malt vinegar, you know, from Boulder chips." We're like, "What? Okay, we'll try it." We're like, "Oh, that's good. Oh, that's this is strangely addicting. Oh, we just finished an entire bag by ourselves. Oh my gosh, there's two bags. We don't feel so good that's anymore." It's really good.
That's great. I mean, that's legitimately my favorite chip. I love sea salt and vinegar. Although I don't know that I've had it with malt vinegar. So now I'm like, I'm going to have to try that.
It's fantastic.
But yeah, and cheese.
Like, I hate vinegar usually, but that chip, it's because it's got the malt vinegar on it. And I like apple cider vinegar and I like balsamic vinegar, but like straight white vinegar. I mean, that's for cleaning, not for consumption.
It is. But I love the smell of it.
Oh, man. Oh, that just makes me like, But again, the chip is amazing. I don't know what it is. Okay, yeah. Cheese is the most glorious thing on the planet.
Yeah, I do eat. I do like my cheese. But I, funnily enough, when I was growing up, I hated cheese. I like if it was not legitimately like a block. It had to be the legit blocks and you're cutting me pieces of cheese off the block. If it was anything else, like I didn't like string cheese. I didn't like shredded cheese. I didn't like little, like the little singles. I still don't like Kraft singles, but I didn't like any of those other kinds of cheeses. It had to be on a block, cut off. And I love cheese and pickles together.
Interesting. Cheese and pickles are good actually, which is a weird thing, but it is actually pretty good. You know what I used to like is, and this is really weird too, but you'd get raw garlic cloves. And you would just put them next to your cheese with, you know, all that and just eat cheese and raw garlic.
Okay.
Dang, it's good.
Where is the bad there?
No, there's nothing bad in it. It's just, it's very intense. And if you get the purple garlic, by the way, that'll burn you. Oh!
Green olives stuffed with garlic and jalapenos.
Oh, that's a good idea. See, now I'm getting hungry. So dang it.
Oh, and quail eggs. I like pickled quail eggs
too. I've never had that, but I've heard it's good.
So good. Oh,
I like weird foods. You know, we've talked about this a lot on the show before, but I like really ridiculous foods. And it's kind of like, the more insane it is, the better. I'm not into the American foods that much. I mean, once in a while you're like, okay, cool. Give me a good burger or something. But like, you know, people like the steak and mashed potatoes or, you know, meat and potatoes kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's fine, but I would rather go have like, you know, something from Vietnam or, you know, the Middle East or something else, or I don't know, know.
I'm with you on that. Although now all of our steaks are deer steaks. So it's a little bit different.
Okay, that would be good.
My husband hunts. So, nice. Like, and so my husband hunts. So we've got deer steaks. And then was it last year or the year before? There was a cow on somebody's property and it got injured. So they had to kill it. And because my husband and his friend did the work, they allowed them to just go ahead and butcher it. And we had so much meat. It was insane. And it was great. Like it was like real grass fed from like a ranch, like knew exactly what was going on with that cow. That's the whole awesome. Time it'd been alive. Oh, it was delicious.
What am I going to do with all this meat? Eat it.
That's what we did. It's all gone now.
I love it. You know, we had a neighbor who was a really, let me call him a prolific hunter. Let's call it that. I mean, he came back with just ridiculous amounts of meat, but he also did bow and arrow hunting too, which was fun. And he would hunt antelope up in Wyoming with,
that's awesome.
Which is what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to actually hunt them with bow and arrow. And it's incredibly hard because if you get them at the wrong, like if you don't kill them instantly, then there's this adrenaline spike that happens. And so,
and it ruins the meat.
Oh, it's disgusting. Anyway, he got one, he named it, which was kind of weird. And so he's like, here's a piece of, I think her name was Mabel. I think here's a piece of Mabel. Gosh. And I was
eating
Mabel right now. And so I ate it it was phenomenal. I mean, yeah, I'm a carnivore. So, you know, to the vegans out there, you know, the animals are overpopulating right now. We've got
sorry. I'm going to keep eating them.
There was something about that they were talking about where there needs to be some thinning of the herds because they're starting to take over and actually cause problems.
Yeah, there are areas in Oklahoma and Arkansas where there are so many deer that they're starting to get diseases and they like you can't even eat them, but their like limits on hunting season are super high because they're trying to thin them out so that they stop getting so many bad diseases.
Yeah, well, I mean, hey, it's called balance. I'm sorry. It's the same with like forest fires and everything else going on right now because fires are essential to thin out some of the underbrush so that the pine trees can seed, et cetera, et cetera. But when you, we got to hold on to the underbrush and then it causes massive destruction, you know? So it's like balance is so key here, but you know, I think we're extremists. I think humans are extremists. We're going to go with that.
Yeah. It's funny too. Like the balance thing, especially with the fires, so important. Yeah. Like there are several species of plant that won't even be able to grow unless they've had that heat, like to actually release their seeds, like you said, but
yeah, well, that's sequoia trees.
It's super important for the environment for fires to happen. It's just like, oh, well, we decided to populate all of the areas that we probably shouldn't have because these fires are gonna happen.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, fire. Fire. Fire.
I love it.
Do you see Dobermans much anymore?
I don't. It's funny though, because we used, well, not me, not us, but like we had members of the family that used to have Dobermans.
Yeah, we did too when I was growing up.
I don't think I've seen like a true Doberman in a really long time.
It's rare. We were at the dairy. And I look over, I'm like, oh my gosh, a Dobie. Like I've literally seen 3 or 4 Dobies in where we live in probably 10, 15 years, something like that.
That's crazy.
They just don't exist. But man, when I was growing up, everybody had Dobermans. Everywhere. It felt like, yeah, they had Rottweilers. Like
they were the dog of choice back in the day.
Yeah. And we loved them and they were phenomenal dogs. Very smart, very awesome, very protective, just great dogs. We never had any problems with them. I know some people do, but that's because of the human, not the dog.
It's funny that you say that because my husband and I were having this conversation the other day, something to do with their breeding, but their brains are too big for their skulls.
Oh, weird.
And so their skulls were compressing their brains, which was causing behavioral issues. So yes, there are bad humans that don't know how to raise dogs, but also they actually did have a physiological disorder.
Interesting.
That is fascinating information.
Well, so then the guy that had this Doberman who was in the military was talking about how it was the Nazis that originally bred them. And I was like, wait, really? I mean, it makes sense, but I didn't know that if that's true. I was like, huh.
Now I need to look it up.
Yeah. See, I need to find out like, what were they originally bred by the Nazis? Obviously to do horrible things, but I thought, well, very interesting. It is a German word. So booyah. How about a greyhound or you could get like a little shih tzu?
You just named like very energetic dogs. I do not need a very energetic dog.
Greyhounds,
I need
if they're off the track or not. Dog. No, they're the perfect dogs. We had three greyhounds. And if they're off the track, if you rescue them, they're perfect for me because they're bursters, short bursters. It's like, yes, I've got 2 minutes of energy and they run 50 miles an hour for 2 minutes and then they're dead for the rest of the day. Literally, that's like they funny. Sleep 20 hours a day. It's crazy.
That's a lot of sleep.
Yeah, they're the laziest dogs I've ever experienced in my life. Now, I hear that greyhound puppies, on the other hand, have a lot of energy, but that I wouldn't recommend. I don't know. I would never.
I'm a big fan of pit bulls.
You're not?
I am. I love pit bulls.
I was going to say,
I've never had a bad pit bull or pit bull mix. Every pit bull I've ever been around has been the best dog ever.
They're so good. They're smart too. I like a lot of dogs like that, you know? I don't like small dogs personally.
I love how strong they are. Pit bulls are strong dogs.
Yeah. Akitas.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. That'd be cool too.
I love Akitas. I love Samoyeds. I love Malamutes. I love all the big, furry, fluffy dogs that I can't have because I live in Texas and they would die.
Oh, I was going to say you could get like an alpaca instead and just for fun.
Those things stink.
Well, they don't have to. Like,
you're talking about alpacas, like alpacas?
Yeah, like a real alpaca. You know, forget a dog. Just go straight for...
I had a friend who had alpacas.
Yeah, well, you know, just bathe them. Or like, I mean, it's the same kind of thing with ferrets. Everybody's like, oh, ferrets stink. Well, they don't have to. I had a friend who had a ferret that literally, I'm not kidding, walked it on a leash outside.
Yeah.
Long walks. It was a great
pet. My cousin had a ferret. She did the same thing.
Yeah, well, you know, they're great. You know, they're well-balanced when they get exercise, just like people. Mm-hmm. Man.
I think having a ferret would be super cool.
Yeah. I was thinking like, if you're going to get an animal from here on out, it's got to be something completely exotic or insane, like a manatee, except there are
no. How the heck are you going to take care of a manatee?
I don't know. I haven't figured that out yet, but I mean, you know, you could just get like a giant tank.
Kids want a panda bear.
Well, pandas could work. How about a sloth? I was thinking a sloth would be a really cool idea because you'd be like, all right, here's some food. We'll see you in 3 months. You know, come back and it moved an inch.
They are so slow. Oh my gosh. I saw one when I went to Costa Rica. There was one like in the trees. We stopped what we were doing so that we could see it because it was like in the wild. And it was crazy how, I mean, I've seen them at the zoo, but this was way different because we were actually in like the jungly area of Costa Rica and it was just hanging out in a tree. And it was the coolest thing to watch this thing move. We were just sitting there like enraptured by these super slow movements.
I think it would be fun. I think pandas would be cool or koala bears. I think koala bears actually would probably make a good, or like a kangaroo or something. Wouldn't that be fun? You could box with it.
Have you seen red pandas?
No.
They really do exist and they look like they're just so cute. They have these big fluffy tails. We saw one when we went to Georgia because China called back all of the pandas.
Yeah.
And so we, over spring break, me and my friend, we took our kids out to Georgia. We drove, mind you, it was crazy. We drove out there to see the pandas before they go back to China. And there was a red panda and it was the freaking cutest thing.
They really, you know what I'm really offended by is that they call them lesser pandas. I mean, how dare they?
I know. Well, if you think about it, the great, isn't it a great panda? Great.
True. Yeah.
The great, giant panda. It's giant, not a great panda. Panda. It's a giant panda. But I can see why they would say it's lesser because it's small and a little bitty. It like literally it's the size of a raccoon.
That's awesome. Well, I'm impressed. Yeah. Well, you could just get a raccoon too. That would work.
But I want it to be red and fluffy like a red panda.
Trash. Yeah, raccoons are trash pandas.
100%. Yep. They are trash pandas and they're gross. Although it's funny because we totally call our kids trash pandas.
Your kids are going to grow up. My parents used to call me a trash panda.
Well, we totally did.
All these complexes, you know. I love your parenting. That's awesome.
One day, I think it was Lucas. He had dropped something in the trash. He's all rummaging around in there. I was like, dude, trash panda, get up out of there. If you drop something, tell mommy, I'll help you.
What are you doing in there?
He's taking everything out. I was like, dude, why do I have broken eggs on the floor? What is going on?
He's
going
to be a professional dumpster diver. It's going to be insane. But he's going to find like all of these treasures and he's going to be super rich, you know?
People throw things away. I used to work for a trash company and they sometimes, like if they noticed big things out near the dumpsters, they would go and look. And the finds that some of these dump truck or trash truck drivers had found were great. And it was cool. They would take them home, get them cleaned up and then like flip them at the flea markets and stuff. It's awesome.
I've seen people throw away perfectly good things. Mm-hmm. And you just kind of sit there and go, seriously?
Man, now that's a real shame when folks be throwing away a perfectly good white boy like that.
I mean, you're right. They could actually make some good money off that. So that's a, people throw away. It's amazing. You go to like certain neighborhoods if they have a garage sale.
Yes.
And you pick up stuff for like pennies on the dollar and you're going, this is literally brand new. And I would have spent like $1,000 on this brand new. And they're selling it for $50 and you're going, what? But they've got the money. They're like, whatever. It doesn't matter. You bought it, didn't use it. Here it is.
There's also like, I don't know about you, but I have this thing because there's so many of us in this house and I get to a point where there's just so much stuff, just stuff. Yeah, I'm so over stuff where I'm just like, you know what? I don't care if it is still good. Out of my house. Get out of my house right now. No more stuff.
Get out.
And everybody just looks at me and they're like, what is wrong with you, mom? I'm like, I'm tired of tripping over all your crap. Y'all are about to have capsule wardrobes and two toys.
You know, the cool part though, is that you can bless someone with it. That'll be nice.
Exactly. Like see, that's always my thought process on it too.
That's great. So what did you do for Mother's Day?
I did not get out of bed. That's not true. I had to get out of bed a couple of times, but I stayed in bed and I watched K-dramas.
Nice. There you go.
And I actually did a little work. I had some editing to do. So I did a little work. I pulled some clips. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to in bed. I did this in bed. I grabbed my laptop. I was like, you know what? I'm going to stay in bed, but I am going to get this work done. And it was nice. It was so nice to just sit in bed and work a little bit. But my mom-in-law, she had the girls. She had them from like Friday all the way into Sunday. So I just had the boys this weekend. It was kind of nice. Like we took the boys out to go get something to eat. And then we went to a burger place near here that sells like elk and bison all that kind of stuff. So we went and got elk burgers. And then the baby was so tired after eating all of the carbs that he came home and took the longest nap. I was like, this is brilliant. But yeah, we had a super chill weekend.
That's good.
It's what I wanted. That's straight up what I asked for. I was like, can I just like not get out of bed?
I was talking to other mothers about that too. And they were kind of saying the same thing. Like, you know, don't want to go out. Don't want to fight the crowds. Just want to chill, stay at home, relax. That's really what it came down to. And honestly, I feel like that's typically kind of how it goes. Like, just give me a day of rest.
Yeah. Cause we're going all the time. Like, look, I say, luckily I'm kind of sad about it, but our baseball game for tonight got canceled. On the one hand, I'm excited because it was a 6:30 game in Crowley, which is a ways away, which means I'd have to pick up the kids, get out there because we have to be there 30 minutes early so they can warm up. And there would have been no dinner having before all of this. So it would have been a little more stressful. And my husband's going out of town tomorrow.
Oh, fun.
So we were supposed to have all of that, right? And now we're not. And I'm excited about the fact that we're not, but I'm sad about the fact that we're not because it's one of the last games and my kid actually really likes playing baseball.
Well, that's good.
I'm like, but come on, guys, what's going on? It's because we've had so much rain. This has been like the wettest freaking year.
Jeez, so you've had a lot of rain. We've had a lot of wind and it's been cool. Very unusually cool. And then I hear that other states are unusually hot. I'm like, you know.
We've been unusually hot.
But he's just all over the place, I guess.
Yep. You'll see the temperature start to creep up, and we'll start hitting the 90s. And then like the next day it's in the 70s. It's because a storm rolled in. turn and like drop the temperature dramatically, which means we've been having these like insane storms because it's cold fronts hitting like really hot, humid air.
Yeah.
And the storms have been insane. They've been, when I say we've gotten so much rain, we have gotten so much rain. Like you can't even walk on the ground without water literally pooling up around your shoes.
Wow.
It looks like there's no water.
That's crazy.
And then you step on it and you're like, oh, hey, look, there's lots of it.
That's kind of fun if I'm being honest, because I like rain, but you know, I get it. That's
crazy. Don't get me wrong. I love the rain, but it's been a lot.
Yeah.
I'm a little over all of the mud.
Well, bring some rain this way. I would really appreciate it if it would like turn around and come back ways, because we could use a bit. I mean, it's not bad. It's actually really, really green this year because we've had a lot of moisture and a lot of the mountains have been getting dumped on quite a bit this year. So that's been awesome. That's what you want. I'm excited. Well,
and hasn't it been snowing?
In the mountains, yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy that it's May and it's still snowing.
Actually, I think that, well, you know, and we can get that, but I think it was it was like Southern Colorado on Mother's Day, actually. I think they were getting dumped on with snow, and even Denver and stuff. I think we got some rain and wind and that was about it, but we didn't get anything snow wise, which I'm okay with being done with snow, by the way. I remember it was my birthday weekend and I'm like, hey, well, that's cool. It's May 19th. But it was cold. And then May 20th, we got a foot of snow. And I was just like, seriously?
That's crazy.
Yeah. And then this was the craziest thing I've ever experienced. But when I was in middle school, I want to say in Colorado Springs, it literally snowed on July 4th. We were all out at the July 4th picnic / firework party. And it was freezing and it literally snowed on July 4th. Now it did not stick. It didn't, you know, didn't accumulate or anything like that, but it was snowing. It was literally, I was like, what the heck?
That is insanity.
Yeah. It's the only time I've ever seen that, but that was weird.
Mind blown.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Granted, this was a while ago. So people are like, everything's freaking out. The world is ending. And I'm like, well, that was a while ago. So it hasn't ended yet. And I feel like weather just does what weather wants to do. It is what it is. I'm just ready for the wind to be done, but I just want to get outside, go biking. Maybe I'll go biking after the show. Wouldn't that be nice? I haven't been able to bike much this year.
Yeah, I want to be the biking family, but my oldest refuses to learn how to ride his.
Oh, that's too bad.
I'm not really sure what that's about. Like, do you even have a childhood if you don't learn how to ride a bike? I don't know. I feel as if he is truly missing out on something, but he genuinely refuses to learn.
Interesting. I think Lord Thunder was telling me that he did not have the opportunity to learn to ride as a kid. And now he's riding like crazy, you know, and he's got all these cool, he's doing a YouTube channel and everything like that with all of his bike rides. And I mean, it's been fun to watch, but I think he realizes that he missed out on some stuff. You know, well, I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to speak for him, but you know, he's experienced now the joy of biking. So I totally understand. Now, granted, he's doing the kind of biking I probably shouldn't do. Unfortunately, yes, he's missing out and that's too bad.
He really is. And it's funny because like his friends will all be, which he likes his scooter. So he's got some form of like transportation.
Okay.
Well, but at the same time, I'm like, bikes are so much more fun.
You know what you got to do is just go on a family bike ride and have him go on the scooter and he's just going to be left behind. He's not going to be fast enough. And then it'll be really funny. He'll be like, dang it, I need a bike.
What they really like is swinging on their swing set in the backyard. However, the baby has learned that if you twirl the swing, you go in circles.
Oh.
I was twirling him and one of our swings has one of those like pull-up style bars on it. And that sucker twirled around and smacked me right in my eye.
Ow.
Right in my temple. And ooh. I like literally my whole body broke out into a sweat and my chest got super tight. It was one of those types of pain. That pain that like just hits you so hard. Your body has no way of reacting. I was like, this is the worst thing ever. It hurt so dang bad. I couldn't even figure out where it actually hit me because my temple was hurting so bad. My mom pushes right on it. It looks like it hurts right here. Oh. I was like, why would you touch it that hard? Clearly it hurts. Ow. And so I got the ice pack and put it on my head. But man, it hurts so bad. It still hurts. I can still like touch it and it hurts real bad.
Well, the temple is one of those places that is sensitive enough that you can die from getting hit in the temple.
Yes. So and it was it was like right on the edge.
It's a very serious place.
I know. I'm luckily it didn't swell or anything, but now I'm over here like, man, I am so happy that I am a girl who never got into a lot of fights because I can't imagine getting hit in the head.
Oh, yeah.
Right in that spot. Like, I have a new appreciation for UFC fighters.
Well, I was gonna say, who was that boxer when they got done with the fight and he won? And they're like, so you won the fight. You know, how do you feel? What are you going to do now that you won? And he's smiling and he's like, I like eggs. I like some poached. That was his answer. You're like, okay, oh well, he got hit in the head a few me too times.
Well, it's funny. There's so many times, like I don't watch a lot of boxing, but we used to watch the mess out of some UFC. And so many times people's lips would be split and then they'd win and they're all smiling. And all you see is like their lip could be having a whole separate conversation because it's all like open. Yeah. And you're just like, what is that? It's gross.
Somebody I was just I think I was talking to somebody else who their kid wants to literally do UFC. Mm-hmm. And the mixed martial arts and all that. So they were gonna, they were gonna train into that. And I am totally spacing who this was, but the parent was like, "No, not until you're 18. Then you can make your own decision. But until then, no." Just because of the injuries,
you just practice.
Yeah, and the brain damage and all kinds of other things that are happening right now that they're showing is like, yeah, I mean, it's fun to watch, but the reality is these guys are getting hurt, and it's affecting their light, you know, the life. It's a long term horrible health effect. You know, I'm all for like sport and stuff like that, but I just kind of feel like, I don't know. In fact, this was interesting. One of our friend's kids who's, was he 11 or 12 or something? I'm so bad with ages. He was taking karate and he was just like, I think I'm going to stop taking karate because the dojo that I go to is too focused in on the gladiatorial, you know, enjoyment of sports. And basically it's all about, you know, watching people beat each other up and all that. And it's not about actually learning self-defense. And I thought, okay, that's pretty mature of an 11/12-year-old to say that's insane. First of all, but also I got to thinking about that and saying, isn't karate supposed to be self-defense? Like if you go back to traditional Japanese karate by an actual Japanese master, that is literally all it is. It is not about the fighting. It is not about the sport. It is not about the enjoyment. It is about 100% self-defense and avoiding fights. So if the dojo isn't teaching that, then, well, maybe they should shut their doors. It was just kind of interesting.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it's supposed to be about. It's supposed to be about self-discipline and self-defense.
I love martial arts. I really still want to try kendo. And there's another, I cannot think of the other name. I'm always spacing the other name because I'd learned about it and I didn't understand it. But trying to work the body into a controlled state too, you know, and getting into better shape as well. And, you know, even though I do Pilates and stuff like that, it's like, this would just be a totally different way of doing things. And also just because it's cool.
I love martial arts. I actually, I grew up doing, it was like karate, taekwondo. And then it was like a form of a Japanese type martial art. I freaking loved it. So much. My husband was big into taekwondo as well. And so like every time my son is like, I want to do XYZ, we're always like, all right, let's do it. But then he got, I don't know what he was doing, but he almost got his arm broken because he refused to tap. And we were like, excuse you. This is not like a game.
Yeah.
You can get severely injured if you're not protecting yourself. It's literally one of the tenets of the MMA.
Totally.
Protect yourself at all times.
Yeah.
Like it's one of the first things they tell you. Oh, it's like, if you're not going to tap, you're not going to do this anymore. So we took him out.
That's good.
And we'll look at it again, you know, later whenever he's a little bit more mature, I guess.
Yeah. Well, there's intelligence behind the fighting. It's not just about brute, you know, machoism or whatever. It's like, you know, the body does have limits regardless of what you think or think you can't, you know, can or can't do or whatever. It's like, you do need to be smart about it. Speaking of like martial arts and all this, I started watching Shogun with Captain Influence and we finished up Fallout and, you know, now we're watching Shogun together, the new series. Or the new remake or whatever, but it's interesting. It's very interesting.
Okay, it's on my list. My husband is like, we have to watch this. We have to watch this like right now. And I'm like, okay, let's watch it.
And it's
so
worth
now
it.
I'm over here just like, is it good?
Yeah, it's good. It is good. So, I mean, we're only 2 or 3 episodes in, I want to say, and we just started. So it's not, you know, we're watching like when we have time. The guy, the main guy that's from England, I don't know this actor very well. I know he's been in a couple of things, but he's not like a super famous actor by any means. But he kind of sounds like a cross between, well, Captain Influence says he's a cross between Tom Hardy's voice and like Jeremy Irons. It's a weird thing. Like his voice does not sound real. I mean, it has to be.
That's a really different kind of cross.
He's Tom Hardy-ish and I don't think he's trying to sound like that. I think it literally just sounds like that, but it's such a fascinating voice that you listen to it and you're like, this literally sounds made up, but it's not. I don't think so.
That is hilarious.
But it's good. I mean, I'm really enjoying it and I think they're doing a good job and I'm excited for the next episode.
Yeah, it's legit. It's 100% on my list of things to watch, but I have to watch it when I have time to watch it with my husband.
Yep.
Because if I watch it by myself, it will become a fight.
No, I understand.
And I'm just like, well, when are we ever going to have time to watch movies and stuff together? Like it's never happens.
What Sarah and I get a chance to watch is we got a couple shows and that's about it. And then of course we've been watching all of the playoffs right now. And that's been kind of taking up most of our time is the Nuggets series and originally the Suns series, which of course the Suns got destroyed. But anyway, it's just been fun to watch that. That's kind of the thing. We watch the playoffs, we watch March Madness and I'm like, well, we've got Tracker, we've got The Rookie, we've got a couple of other shows we're trying to do, you know. But so I talked about Paper Girls, and it was the show that Amazon Prime did, I think, 2 years ago, time travel. So, yeah. And then I finally get to the end of it, and it's like this massive cliffhanger, like literally just ended. And you're going, wait, what just happened? It wasn't even like a cliffhanger on a, ooh, cool, there's an ending, but I can't wait for the next season. It was literally like there was another episode and they forgot to film it kind of thing.
Oh no.
You know, when an episode ends and you're just going, okay, they did not even wrap the season up. They just ended. And I thought, okay, when's season 2 coming out? Oh, the show got canceled. What? So there's just literally no ending.
Worst.
Yeah. There's no resolve in any way, shape or form. And I just, you know, these stupid film companies, whoever's responsible for these kind of things, whether it's Amazon or whatever, right? They're always canceling these good TV shows that have good stories, good premise. Lord Thunder and I have had many conversations about this and how we absolutely have a serious beef with Hollywood over this, because what they'll do is they'll keep the stupid, idiocracy, dumb shows where people literally are just like, they'll keep those shows on for 25 seasons. And then the ones that are intelligent and actually have something good to do, they cancel those. And I'm just like, oh.
I know. This has been an ongoing thing for me as well. I don't watch a whole hell of a lot of TV anymore. I just don't have as much time. But when I was watching more TV, it would drive me in absolute sane. Insane. I would fall in love with these like really good shows.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they wouldn't be on anymore. I was like, excuse me.
Yeah.
You have the vampire show still going, which I probably loved that one too. Yeah. But this one was way smarter. Yeah. What are you doing?
Once in a while, it's fun to watch a show that just you can turn your brain off and just enjoy, right? You think about like Arrested Development. I love Arrested Development and Community. Those are great shows. They were turn your brain off and just enjoy and laugh, but they're also brilliantly written and acted and constructed. It's not a stupid, like dumb show. It's really well done and it's hilarious, but you're not thinking as much. You're more just being entertained and it's more comedic. But yeah, I mean, you look back at the structure of how Community was written and how Arrested Development were written, and you're just like, that took some genius. That took some intensity. That took some creative writing and that took planning. You don't just accidentally happen into shows like that. But there are a lot of shows out there where I'm like, this is really, really bad. This is poorly written. It's poorly acted. I mean, it's dumb in so many ways. And yet so many people love these shows. And I'm just like,
it really makes you despair for humanity.
Captain Influence was talking about, he's like, did you ever watch Idiocracy? It was a Mike Judge film, you know, Beavis and Butthead and Office Space. And I'd never watched it.
Loved Idiocracy.
Yeah. So it came out in 2005 and I never watched it. And so I finally watched it and I was like, oh my gosh, like on one hand I'm laughing. And on the other hand, I'm like, this is coming true.
This is real.
Oh my gosh. And then this is legitimately
happening right now.
It is. And they were talking about in the beginning of the movie that like all of these intelligent people decided to stop having kids for various reasons. And then like the people that were breeding like crazy were all of these like people who just were getting all these random women pregnant. And that's kind of the premise of why the future population got so dumb.
Right.
But the reality is that I just heard a study. I think it was yesterday or the day before that literally was saying that. And I was like, and in real life. And I went, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
We are going down that path.
That movie was on friggin' point was all I had. Like it, everything about that movie has been like, did you have a soothsayer write it? Like what?
It's Mike Judge for you.
Cause it's all coming true.
Oh my gosh. Like I said, it's more funny, but then I kind of step back and I go, okay, I'm literally having some fear about this.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Telling you, I remember the first time that I watched it, I was just like, why are they all so stupid? And then my husband, we were together back then. My husband was like, well, that's kind of the point. I was like, but they're so stupid. He was like, have you met people recently?
Yeah.
I was like, not intentionally.
That's funny. And I mean, I get it. And it's not even like people's intelligence either. I know that there's a lot of stuff pushed on people's IQ and all that. And the show talks a lot about IQ, but also I feel like there's a lot of EQ that is never factored into life these days. And now they're starting True. To. But even the EQ of these people, it was like their IQ and their EQ was bad. And that was kind of the whole joke about that. And I'm starting to find, though, that I'm seeing that more and more. Mm-hmm. Out in the real world these days where people's IQ and EQ really are pretty low, or it could just be they don't care, but it's just I get out there and I go, oh, this is not good. I hope we pendulum shift pendulum shift back to the other side.
Well, it's funny because I was on Instagram and scrolling through reels, because that's quite honestly the only reason that I'm ever on Instagram is that's where I don't do TikTok. No, I like my reels. And so I was scrolling through reels and I came across this one and the lady was like, she's a millennial. She was like, so y'all have been promising me the end of the world for like my entire life. So when are we going to get it?
Yeah. Huh?
When are we going to get it? And I was laughing so freaking hard because it's like, I sit there and I think back and I'm like, yeah. I mean, between like the Oklahoma City bombing and
Y2K.
Y2K, yeah, and then 9/11, yeah. And then the 2008 like stock market crashed, and then COVID. It ended up being, and then COVID. I was like, y'all have been trying to like end the world as we know it my entire life.
Oh yeah, talk about even like parents and grandparents generations have heard it too.
Yes,
it's been the end of the world forever.
It's hilarious when she was like, "When's the end of the world coming?" And all I could think was, "Which this is where I was like the EQ stuff." I'm like, I think it depends on the age that the people are, because millennials legit just don't give. They have no more Fs to give anymore. Like,
yeah,
we're done. We're done giving Fs. I don't really claim being. I'm the older millennial. I don't understand those young millennials. I don't get it. But I'm the older millennial, and I'm just like, I'm quite literally done. I just what happened to the American dream? I want that back. Can you give me back that?
You know, this would be a really fascinating discussion to. And granted, let me say this in a positive way. Somehow analyze what happened and how we can potentially fix it. Because you're right. Like you kind of look at the way the country was founded and then some of the, you know, the things that people put into institution to sort of say, let's try to do this the right way. Now you've got all these people going back and saying, well, no, they were all wrong and they were horrible people and they were, you know, these brute people or whatever. And I'm like, okay, well, that's everybody. I'm sorry. But you know, you look back on history and every country and every whatever has its transgressions, you know, we love villainizing other people, but the reality is we're all guilty. So just, you know, suck it up and deal with it. The reality is where do we go forward from here? And I think that would be kind of cool. Like learn from the past and try not to make the same mistakes, but try to do it the right way. I think it'd be an interesting study. It's the way it is. It's the way the world works. It's the way generations work. Every generation, you know, hates the next generation, et cetera, et cetera. It's just the way it's always been. You know what I mean?
Hate is a strong word.
Well, not hate, but you know, we all look down on the, and I honestly really truly don't. I don't look down on the generation ahead of me or two generations ahead of me or whatever. I don't look down on them. I challenge individuals that make poor decisions or poor actions. And I kind of say, why are you doing this? And
correct.
Now, granted, I am seeing an influx and I hate to say this, But there are a lot of younger generations that are absolutely disrespectful and they don't care and it's all about them. Why is that so many people? That's what I want to know. Because it's not everybody,
I would love
right?
to know the same.
Yeah, it's not everybody. I definitely know a lot of younger people that are phenomenal. So it's not everybody, but I'm finding more and more that way. And I'm going, well, why? Is it parenting or lack of? Is it society kind of saying, hey, society. You can do whatever you want and just be completely selfish? Or, you know, what's going on? So I think this would be kind of fun to get into, you know, in some future episodes and kind of figure out, all right, how are we going to, I mean, what do I always say? Unleash your freaking superhero, because we're becoming villains. And
we kind of are.
I've been doing this show 7 years and things are getting worse. So we're clearly not making enough of an impact. So what do we need to do better is what I want to figure out, but we'll have to save that for a future episode.
My personal like thought on this is that it's that shift that we've had since social media became a thing.
That's true.
We have more information and more connection at our fingertips than we've ever had ever before, but it's the method in which it's delivered. These little bitty screens that give you all of the, what's the fun hormone that makes you happy?
Endorphins? Is that what you're thinking of?
Yeah, those two.
Is that what? Oh.
Made me think of Legally Blonde. Oh. Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. Happy people just don't kill their husbands.
That's funny.
But yeah, like it's the method of delivery, and it's the fact that, I mean, golly, if you really think about it, like bullying has changed and the way that people communicate has completely changed and what it means to like connect has completely changed. And I don't think necessarily in a way that our brains and our bodies were meant to.
Here's a little bit of a devil's advocate kind of perspective here.
Ooh, I love it.
Watching Shogun, and this is not going to give much away, by the way, so don't worry.
Okay, good.
You'll see this. But there are two things that I noticed. Basically, the European side saw the Japanese side as savage, and the Japanese side saw the Europeans as savage. And they were both incredibly racist to each other. So people go, oh, it's worse now. I'm like, is it though?
No.
So that's one thing. And then the second thing is that Japanese culture back then was all about honor. And I mean, it still is, but it was really about honor back then. And so the honor was like, if you dishonored yourself or you made a dishonorable action, you either had to kill yourself in order to prevent dishonor from coming on your family, or they would take and force you to kill your firstborn or something like that. Is that savage. So are we better or worse now? Are we forcing people to kill their firstborns here in America? No.
No.
So I'm just saying it's like, it's perspectives. I really believe this. And by the way,
I do agree with that completely.
So we've got this this guest that is staying with one of our neighbors, and he's from Japan and he's 70 years old. I love this. His dream was to come to the United States his entire life, never made it work. Finally gave up on his dream. And then here at 70 years old, he's finally able to fulfill his dream and come to the United States.
That's cool.
Such a cool guy. I love him. He barely speaks English. I've interacted with so many people from different countries that it's been a really fun experience just meeting with him a little bit. So we talked with him and he was just saying how incredibly friendly people were here in Colorado. I'm saying they're not. Like, oh my gosh, these people, they're not friendly. What's going on? Why is everybody? And he's like, oh my gosh, you have no idea how friendly people are here in Colorado compared to Japan. And I'm like, really? Yeah. And he just went on and on and on about that. And it's just saying how like literally people are so much nicer, so much more respectful, so much wonderful to be around here than in Japan. And I thought, perspectives. Oh my gosh.
Perspectives matter because you only have your own worldview. That's one of the biggest reasons that I think everybody should travel, but travel is so dang expensive now.
Yeah.
But it's so important to actually see and experience other cultures and not just have this like limited view. I don't think America is like the worst place in the world by any means.
Not even close.
But I mean, I think we totally have room for improvement, but we always will.
Yeah.
We're never going to be perfect. We're all humans.
I know. Well, and we just need to encourage each other forward because criticizing each other is not going to win friends and influence people.
That's so true.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, you know what the music means. Thanks for joining me once again, K-Dubs.
Yeah.
I want you to come back on the show. I want you to come back on show soon. I hope you do.
I love it so much.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And thank you for joining us. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. Hope you have a glorious week and happy birthday to myself.
Yes. Happy birthday.
Real Brian Show signing off.
The Real Brian Show is a production of 514 Media at 514mediaempire.com.